Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. This episode is going to be talking about illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is a very important issue that we've been dealing with for years, and especially for the last 3.5 years or so. It's been going completely off the rails, and it was covered in the debate. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called The Great Debate Part 2, Illegal Immigration. Let's get started. So, illegal immigration was covered in the debate, and Trump repeatedly and correctly mentioned that it is a problem when you flood the country with millions and millions of people whose culture is not like the culture around them, and it causes not only social friction, but also when you flood a country with millions and millions of more people, regardless of their culture, it causes more material issues because the infrastructure simply cannot keep up. You can't build houses overnight for millions of people that are now here. And it also creates an immense draw on like the social services, the hospitals, and just all the other infrastructure in a community. If a community has a population, for example, in Springfield, where it's 60,000 before, now they have 20,000 Haitians suddenly arriving, that grows the population to 80,000, 25% more people live there now than did before. And so that has caused there to be a lot more issues with, like, appointments taking longer because of translation, and translation budgets have to be adjusted. But a lot of these facts didn't get mentioned in the debate specifically. I'm just also supplementing with other things that I know. In the debate, it was mainly just mentioned that it's a problem when you flood the country with a bunch of people that we don't know who they are because they're not getting vetted or not getting vetted enough. And it's hard to, I'm supplementing here a little bit, but it's also hard when people are coming from other countries that don't cooperate. There's no one big database of all the criminals in the world that you can look up the criminal records of everybody, and I'm not sure whether I would support such a thing, but like, it could make vetting these people a little bit easier if everybody contributed to it, but like, there's not. It can be often very hard to find the criminal records of people coming from other countries, especially if they don't use their real names when applying for asylum, so we don't know who a lot of these people are. We've had terrorists coming over. I think Trump did mention the terrorists. And several of them have been arrested. And this isn't the first time we've had an issue with a lot of sudden immigration causing, like, social issues and issues with infrastructure in towns. Granted, in the late 19th, early 20th century, that immigration, as far as I know, was mostly legal through Ellis Island and all that. But in New York, for example, back then, you had a lot of tenements crop up because they had to be quickly built to accommodate a lot more people coming in. And a lot of times, too, even in existing buildings, you would have the apartments subdivided into smaller and smaller apartments just so that you could fit more and more families in there. Now, that means people were living in very crappy conditions. I wouldn't wish on anyone, but that was an approach that was used to try to keep up with everybody because it was like you could build the housing, but before you could build the housing, there were more people that needed it. It was a sudden flood. That's what it was. And a lot of people celebrate it today, but the truth is that it caused a lot of issues in the short term. And then the other issue you have is, at least back then, when a lot of people came over, there was no welfare state. There was no, like, free stuff being given to, not even just to citizens, but specifically to immigrants, or to both. So people had to get here, and they had to find a job, and they had to work. That often meant they didn't make a lot of money, but at least they were doing some sort of honest industry and contributing to their communities when they came over here. The problem we have now is that not all, in fact, maybe not even most of all the people that immigrate today, many of them do work hard, but you do have a lot, especially among the illegal immigrant community, of people who come over here and expect to be waited on hand and foot. And that's a problem. I think welfare states in general are a problem for citizens or immigrants, and part of the reason why is because they discourage honest work. But I also think that when you incentivize that for immigrants, you know what those immigrants are going to do, especially now that we have, you know, cell phones and stuff that they didn't have in the late 19th century? They're going to call their friends and their family and say, "Hey, I got all this free stuff. I'm living great. Come over here." They'll even replace the food if I don't like it. That's what's happening in New York. They're giving them food cards now because people complain too much about the food they were being given. And you're going to end up with more immigrants. People are not going to spend a lot of money to get over here only to have to work hard once they get here in some cases. And even the people who will spend a lot of money to get over here to work hard, some of them might get here with the intent of working hard, but then see they don't have to because they can get all this stuff. And then some of them, that the other thing is, we just have so many coming through that we just can't deal with them all. And so people aren't going to spend a lot of money to get over here only to be turned back around and sent back home. So if you catch and release people, that's also going to just incentivize more immigrants to come here. I have no problem with legal immigration, at least to some extent. Especially if you have some sort of skill that you can bring. Although that being said, I do think we should do more to encourage our own youth to get highly skilled, to get into highly skilled industries before we recruit immigrants. I think that we should encourage our own citizens to get those kinds of, that kind of education before we recruit immigrants, because now you have a lot of citizens who are unemployed and are not even looking for a job because they've been discouraged from doing so. And we can do another episode about the reasons for that. But suffice it to say that when you incentivize illegal immigration, you're going to get more illegal immigration. And illegal immigration is going to cause not only a lot of social friction in communities, but also financial strain on the tax base with all the welfare programs and stuff. And it's also going to just, you know, it's going to take the jobs, because if people are going to accept lower wages than their citizen counterparts, then some employers will be more likely to hire them. And then it also, like, causes a lot of more crime, because not only because more people will statistically always lead to more crime, like big cities have more crime than small towns, and part of that is just because you have more people in a concentrated area, but also because, since we can't vet these people very well, you have a lot of people coming in with criminal histories that we don't know about. And if somebody is a repeat offender, they're more likely to continue to repeat. They're more likely to continue to reoffend. It's just basic basic facts, basic pattern analysis. And the other thing is we have this temporary protected status. So a lot of these people aren't even technically, some of these people aren't technically illegal because they're getting temporary protected status. And so that also, like, causes issues too, because you can't get them out until the status expires. And then also with the illegals, though, the other issue is that I didn't mention that a lot of times they'll be told to appear in court, but the court date is real far off and they're not detained until their court date, so they just disappear, and some of them never make it to court for various reasons. So, in short, illegal immigration and this kind of flooding places with immigrants under some sort of temporary status, both of those cause a lot of issues in communities. And, like, real quick before we wrap up, I am going to cover the dogs and cats story. So there's this story, for those that may not know, that in Springfield, dogs and cats and ducks are being eaten, and geese are being eaten. I don't know if that's the case or not, because I've seen conflicting reports. I've seen some say that nobody's eating cats, nobody's eating dogs. I've also seen reports that it's happening, people saying that they saw somebody's cat hanging up in a tree. So I don't know whether that's really happening or not. I did mention in the last episode that it was a bit of a detour for Trump to take during the debate. And so I don't know whether he should have done that, because whether, even if it's really happening, it's not the most disastrous result of all of this mass immigration. And so, to recap, illegal immigration, as well as the immigration that is given temporary protected status or whatever it's called, causes a lot of issues in communities, because it causes a financial strain on the taxpayers because of the welfare programs that we have today for these people, and also just because a lot of these people aren't working yet. And also, that means more traffic on the roads, more children attending the public schools that were unaccounted for or unexpected in the original budget. And then it's also a major source of social friction, especially when people with cultures that are very different from the culture around them are having to interact. And I know that we should tolerate, to some extent, differences in culture, but sometimes it can become hard, especially when there's, like, loud music, or there's like, animals being sacrificed, or just trash everywhere, because people come from countries where they just dump trash out on the road. Those kinds of issues are very likely to come up. And also, illegal immigration and other mass immigration has even historically caused issues with infrastructure. That's part of how you got so many tenement apartments in the late 19th, early 20th centuries. And illegal immigration is also a problem because it brings more crime. Not only because more people in a concentrated area statistically leads to more crime, but also because a lot of these people are not properly vetted. And so a lot of them have criminal histories we don't know about. And people that are already repeat offenders are more likely to reoffend. It's just a truth of a statistical truth that we can't deny, even if it might not be politically expedient to admit it. And also, another problem related to the legal system with these immigrants is that they might be given a date to appear in court if they're applying for asylum, but then they're not detained till their court date, and so many of them just disappear and never go to court. So then they just here indefinitely. And then another issue that you can run into with this kind of mass immigration is that these people just they take away the jobs in their communities, because if people are willing to accept a lower wage than their citizen neighbors, then at least some employers will more likely hire them if they can. And I also mentioned that when it comes to immigration, I have no problem with some, especially if the immigrants have some sort of skill they can contribute. But I also do think that we should encourage our own citizens to become highly skilled in different industries before we recruit immigrants. Partly because right now we have a crisis among especially young men, where many of them are unemployed and they don't seem to have any desire to look for work, and they are just discouraged and angry because they haven't been encouraged to pursue their dreams in the name of diversity. And also when it comes to vetting people, I mentioned that not only do a lot of these people have criminal histories we don't know about, and not even maybe most, but especially, but a lot, especially among like the men that come over without family units. And it's hard to vet people, not only because they come from countries that maybe don't have as good a way of keeping track of these things, but also don't cooperate with us. And they also, some of them don't use their real names. And sometimes even terrorists come over, and the terrorists have been arrested sometimes, but there was one guy that was here for like a year before he got arrested, and he was an ISIS terrorist. So, in short, illegal immigration is a disaster. It is a good thing it was mentioned in the debate, and while the dogs and cats issue is a bit of a detour, I do think that illegal immigration is something we should be talking more about and figuring out ways to solve it, because it has been an issue for years, but now it's happening in record numbers, and it's only going to get worse if we don't do anything about it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least become more informed by it, and you can find us on Spotify and Amazon Music and the RSS feed. And feel free to check out the Facebook page for any announcements about the podcast that I might make. And I hope to hear from you if you have any like suggestions or any episode topics you'd like covered, or just anything that you liked or didn't like that I've done so far in this show. Even if you disagree with me, feel free to say so, as long as you do it respectfully. And I hope you've enjoyed this series so far, and will continue to listen to the other episodes on this debate. And thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.